Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Watching the inauguration yesterday, I found myself listening less to the words and being more of a spectator on everything that was going on in the crowd and the people behind the president. I was like, is that Dana White right behind the president right there? The dude from the UFC? Right behind the president.
It was him?
It was him, man. I also noted, I'm sure everybody noticed, Lauren Sanchez.
She became a fascinating meme thanks to Zuck.
Yeah, Zuckerberg definitely noticed.
Yeah, I am really curious how he's going to talk about that today. I'm sure they're going to say, I was looking down and they just caught me and it looks like I'm looking at her boobs, but I really wasn't.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny because D.C. is such a conservative place, right? And, you know, you're supposed to dress a certain way when you're at an inauguration or a White House.
I mean, a white bra isn't what you're supposed to wear to an inauguration?
Mean, she looked like an OnlyFans model. what else did I notice there? That his son is so dang tall. You notice
it? Baron?
Baron is 6'7".
Oof. Oh, wow.
Is he really?
I want that dude on my basketball team.
Absolutely.
What else did you guys notice about the inauguration yesterday?
So I missed the beginning of it, and I haven't seen video of it, but I was watching stuff trend as the inauguration played out. And I don't know if this has happened before or not, but apparently all the past presidents got booed when they walked into the rotunda.
I didn't hear that at all.
I didn't hear that. No.
I did not hear that.
Yeah. So, I didn't see it. I just saw like just a flood of comments that Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and George Bush all got booed when they walked into the rotunda.
I didn't hear that.
I didn't see it live, I don't know if they...
I was watching it live, and I didn't hear that at all.
I was fascinated by Melania's hat. I felt like...
she was kind of giving Hamburglar.
A lot of people were making that comparison. It was a great hat to hide your facial expressions, you know what I mean? If you wanted to roll out, you know, your eyes a couple of times, which she's gotten busted for before. I did find it, like you said, fascinating to watch the spectators because they moved it inside. Normally when the incoming president is talking, the camera is just on him and you only see him. But this was, everybody is so close that it was very easy to watch everybody's facial expressions as he was making certain commentary.
Of course, there was the stress of Carrie Underwood. You could see what was going on there, right?
Yeah, I mean, she killed it despite having to sing it completely a cappella. And a slightly more wholesome meme that I've seen going around as opposed to like the Zuck one where he's been looking at Lauren Sanchez's chest. But as Carrie Underwood is singing, Joe Biden's right behind her. And I gotta be honest, it kind of looked like he developed a little crush as he was standing behind her. Like, he had googly eyes watching her sing, and...
You think he was thinking, when I was a younger man.
Back in the day.
She wouldn't have a chance.
To be fair, I've seen photos of young Joe Biden, right? And he could have gotten it.
He was a stud.
Now he's a corpse, but back in the day, he could have gotten it.
Yeah, you know, as far as the words and stuff goes, you know, I was watching Saturday Night Live this week, or at least the monologue from Dave Chappelle, and I think he had a slightly optimistic view on it also, like just asking the president, like, everybody is counting on you, man. I mean, from both sides and around the world, just keep in mind that they are just counting on you. And that's really, I think, how I feel also.
I thought it was like the most mature Dave Chappelle I've seen in a long time, because I kept thinking a joke was coming, but no, he was serious. It was a good way to close it.
All right, our intern Sadie is going through the same thing a lot have gone through, where you know how your ex will just take off? You haven't heard from him in a while, then all of a sudden they submarine. Here they are again with the most bizarre things. Like, why?
Yeah, it's been like 6 months since we broke up. I haven't talked to him at all. I'm a exes can't be friends kind of gal. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a move on and be done.
Yeah, smart.
And he thinks I've put this curse on him, like this Cassie level bad curse on him. So I'm sitting here the other day after the internship, it's 10 a.m. I get a text. So it's the first thing he thinks about when he wakes up. And it reads, please throw away the voodoo doll. Please throw away the voodoo doll you have of me. I can't take it anymore. I've been T-boned, had to get an MRI, had broken ribs, didn't have my car back for a month. My bathroom's just now almost done being remodeled after it was gutted before Thanksgiving. An untippable ladder tipped while I was on it, 12 feet high at work, and I wrote it down. They had to reduce and set my bones in the ER. Worst pain I've ever felt. Then I had to have a 4-hour surgery on my wrist and physical therapy twice a week for 4 months. Stop it, okay? Do you want to see a picture of my wrist, though? It's gnarly.
So he's literally blaming every bad thing that's happening in his life on you.
On me, yes.
Okay, well, hold on a sec. We got to go back to this. We got to go back to this. This voodoo doll. So you literally had a voodoo doll made?
I don't.
No.
That's the thing.
He's looking for attention. Oh. That's the attention text.
Because we've had a member on this show before that literally had a voodoo doll made.
Yeah.
So no, he's just saying that this is you.
Yeah, and I'm like, I haven't responded, and that was a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, I'll respond, but what do you even say to that?
After that entire laundry list of everything that's supposedly gone wrong in his life, you should just respond, yikes. Just like a one-word answer. Yeah. Yikes.
So what? Who broke up with who? What was the reason for the breakup?
And how long was it?
This was like 6 months ago. Okay. I've only talked to him to get my belongings from his house because I just had like a few things over there. I broke up with him. It was a long time coming. I honestly don't even know if he listens to the show. I guess we'll find out. But, you know, I broke up with him. It kind of went okay. Like, it wasn't a big deal. It was a big deal in the moment. And then it kind of just tapered off and it was a mutual thing after that. But so out of nowhere.
Yeah. So if it's a mutual thing, like, it's not like he cheated on you or anything like that. Like, you just broke up with him. So bless his heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We see right through this.
Yes, we 100%. See right through this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the old anything to get your attention text.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. Also feel sorry for me.
Yes, like, yeah, I've been shot 4 times. I'm saving kids out here. Please do something. That's all it is.
And your response again was?
I haven't answered him
you
yet.
You haven't
I will, but.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't answer him.
He's really hoping to open the window again.
At some point. Like, he just wants to get you to say anything.
Yeah, I think once I answer, it's a done deal. I'm never going to be able to shut that door again.
Yeah, and I think that's a smart philosophy also. Like, when you're done with the break, when the relationship's over, the relationship is over, at least for a while.
Yeah, and he talked about, like, I'd love to be friends when the time is right. I just don't think that's a thing. I don't think that's a thing with exes.
Oh, yeah. He doing anything to keep that door open.
Yeah.
You got to get that voodoo doll, cut off his little hand so he can't text you back and call it a day.
Just the fingers. Doesn't have to be the whole hand. Okay.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.